stop. Children, what's that sound? Never.
This is WGTDHD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Guida Brown, former executive director of the Hope Council, Dr. Steve Brown, retired professor of educational leadership and school law, Dr. Karen Sconsert, chair of the education department and associate professor at Carthage College, Dr. Jonathan Shaler, professor of communications at UW Parkside, and Stephanie Skilba, Vice President for Community and Government Relations at Gateway Technical College. And now, here's today's moderator for Education Matters.
Hello, I'm Karen Sconsert, and this is Education Matters. It's graduation season, and I thought we would all enjoy celebrating our local graduates by hearing about how graduation ceremonies come together. What exactly goes into planning for graduation? How far ahead does planning begin? What is special about each school's graduation ceremony? And what are some special stories from graduations past? And finally, what is the best advice for graduates? To answer these questions, we'll be talking to all seven principals in Kenosha Unified School District, plus some district officials who can give us the big picture at the end. As you might imagine, principals are busy at this time of year, so rather than having them all on at once, we're doing this in shifts, with each principal logging in for a few minutes to answer from a bank of questions. So you might hear the doorbell from the Zoom call occasionally. So I just wanted to let you know that it's an experiment, but I think we're going to do okay. So our first guest today is Jared Katarik. So tell us, which school do you lead and how long have you been there?
Hi, Karen, and thank you for having me. And please call me JJ. That is okay. My friends. I appreciate it. I am the proud principal of Mary D. Bradford in Kenosha Unified.
And how many graduations have you presided over at the school?
I have been overseeing exactly zero graduations at Bradford. I am in my first year. I am in the midst of planning my first graduation. Super excited about it, but not going to lie, it's a ton of work.
I bet it is. So how many graduates are you planning for this year?
Yeah, we will be having approximately 280 students cross the stage with me on June 7th at 2 p.m. And again, with our fingers crossed, it's in the stadium and not in our field house.
Right, so you're hoping for good weather.
Yes, I am doing dances, singing songs, leading groups to send out positive messages about sunshine and 75. It's always sunny in 75 at Bradford, though.
Oh, that's true. So what is special about your school's graduation ceremony? And I realize this is your first one, so you're maybe not sure, but you've probably been around other graduations. So what do you see so far?
I've been able to attend many as an assistant principal, both in West Allis and here at Bradford. And so it's always a special occasion. I think the neatest thing is if you do your research on Mary D. Bradford, it's the first free school west of the Alleghenies. It's going to be our 164th graduation here at Bradford. So a neat little tidbit that most people don't know.
That is pretty amazing. So what is something about planning graduation that the general public probably doesn't realize?
Yeah, so not only general public, but I think just education in general, right? Like everyone has their experience with education, so we just feel like we show up and all of these things, we're just easily put together. It's really the amount of coordination that is planned between all of the stakeholders involved as well. So, I mean, just thinking about 280 sets of families, right, and 280 students that had to put together 23.5 credits with the right combination, led by our counselors and our staff, but, there's just so much coordination in those first 4 years, and then the coordination, to get them there, and then the actual coordination for a graduation between sound, lighting, setup, and then again, we're planning for it to be outdoors and with on June 4th in the morning at some point, we're going to look at our weather forecast, and we are going to decide, is it truly going to be an outdoor? And if not, we have to put a plan together to quickly get it set up for indoors. And so there's, you know, there's two different plans. There's a ton of coordination and a lot of different people involved. Our secretaries on so much planning and prep work, decorations, our custodial crew, our district office with making sure the music and the sound is going to be right. We hire a an outside sound man to come in and enhance our sound for us. We really prioritize making sure that it's a good celebration for all of our seniors that are crossing the stage on the 7th.
I would imagine that there's some coordination around parking as well, right?
Yeah, yep. You got to coordinate with the police and make sure we allow parking on the street that day. But, you know, if you can figure it out for a big football playoff game, we should be able to figure it out for a graduation, right?
That's a good point. So tell us a story about graduation that made you laugh, that will make us laugh or cry.
Well, I think for me, the funny part, the first thing that popped in my head was, last year in March, I was announced as principal, and so I was lucky enough to be able to attend Mr. Geiger's last graduation ceremony. I guess the funny part would be all of the people from Dr. Manji to teachers to parents that already had their advice on how we could even do it better next year. And so they were already in my ear in June of last year about what this year's graduation can and should be. And so there's some good advice. I've heard it all. Some will be implemented and some won't.
Okay. So your final word here, what is your best advice for graduates?
Yeah, this is always a good one, right? I'll keep it simple. Drink lots of water. Get lots of sleep. Exercise daily. And most importantly, make a move. Don't procrastinate. Don't get stuck. Look at life as through a lens of continuous improvement. Understand that social media is living in the 99th percentile of the worst and the best. It's everyone's highlight reel or low light reel. Understanding that life isn't about living on those sides, but it's about, you know, for me, build quality relationships, make a move, find something that's going to energize you, and don't be afraid to pivot. Don't be afraid, I want to take that word out, don't be afraid to transition if and when you feel like you're not going down the right path. There'll be many transitions in your life, and it's okay to change. Getting comfortable with change is something that is good to have in life.
Okay, well, that is excellent advice. So thank you, Principal J.J. Kotarek of Bradford High School. Okay, welcome, Trent Barnhart. Which school do you lead, and how long have you been in this position?
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me. I lead Harborside Academy here in Kenosha, and I've been at Harborside since 2011, but I've been in the AP role since 2016 and transitioned to principals in 2021. So officially leading the head charge the last 4 years.
Okay. And so you've been leading four graduations, but those have all been probably a little unusual because they're the post-COVID graduations?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. I've had my hand in the cookie jar for the last 9 graduations with the kind of combination of being the AP, but taking that lead charge overseeing graduation for the last 4 years, which has definitely been interesting since post-COVID.
Right. So how many graduates are you planning for this year?
We are expecting to graduate 91 seniors this year.
Okay. And what do you think is special about your school's graduation ceremony?
You know, at Harborside, we have a unique opportunity that we like to provide students with the last voice at graduation. And so we have a tradition at Harborside where we end our graduation ceremony giving the students the last word. And so students are able to pre-record a message for about 30 seconds, reaching out to thank their families or a teacher or share a memory or something like that. And it's always a really special moment at our graduation that tacks on about a half hour to our ceremony, but it's one of my favorites to kind of share. And so that's unique for Harborside.
That is unique. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that before. So what is something about planning graduation that the general public probably doesn't realize?
Yeah, you know, that's tough. For us, I think, you know, graduation starts in September, right? Kind of planning all of those different components. I think being a part of Kenosha Unified, we have seven different graduations to all kind of coordinate and plan together, and so working around that. And so, you know, it really does take a big team to kind of organize and put all those moving pieces together. And, you know, there's always last-minute changes that might come along the way. And so it's really just making sure all of our ducks are in a row to make sure that when September comes around in the new school year, and meeting with our seniors and getting them in the mindset of graduation and planning all those pieces. And so, you know, I'm just lucky here at Harborside that we have a pretty good crew that helps make graduation run pretty smoothly.
So the first person I talked to was the Bradford principal. They're hoping to have theirs outside in their stadium. So where does yours happen?
Yeah, so we have a beautiful auditorium here at Harborside. And so our graduation happens right in the auditorium there. We're, you know, the outside graduations are beautiful and really nice. But, you know, that weather is always kind of a question mark to us. So we just play it safe and keep it indoors in our auditorium.
It is a beautiful auditorium. So tell us a story about a graduation that will make us laugh or cry.
Yeah, you know, it's really hard to come up with a really specific story. I think at every Harborside graduation, there's always laughter and tears because of that last word video that makes us so unique. And so you never kind of really know, like, what to expect when those messages are played. And so it's always followed up with laughter or tears. But I think, you know, for me, one of the hardest graduations to plan is that you don't expect is what happens when you lose a student, right? When a student passes away, and how do you honor that student at a ceremony like graduation? And so, you know, that was a really hard time and hard to think through and work with the family and work with the graduates themselves and come up with ways to still recognize and honor that student and is still a part of our crew and being able to, you know, share that memory and moment with them as if they were to still cross that stage with the rest of their classmates.
Okay. And then finally, what is your best advice for graduates?
You know, for me, I think it's always a message about embracing their curiosity, right? Whether graduates are moving on to post-secondary education or they're looking to get right into an apprenticeship or career or maybe enter the military, you know, I really hope that our graduates still stay curious and ask questions and gain as much knowledge as they can and insight to help impact our world. And, you know, I think, you know, if they can not only just strive to succeed, but strive to serve and serve our community and build the community around them, I think is super important. And so that's what I hope our graduates walk away with at Harborside is they continue that curiosity along the way.
That was Mr. Trent Barnhart of Harborside Academy. Now we are welcoming Dr. Eitan Benzaquen from Hillcrest. I hope I said that correctly.
Yes. Yeah. Eitan Benzaquen. That is
okay.
Correct.
Okay. Tell us about Hillcrest. How long have you been in this position?
Hillcrest is actually a 6th through 12th grade school, and I also oversee Phoenix Project. We have two incarcerated facilities that we also have graduates from. I've been leading Hillcrest and Phoenix Project for 12 years.
So for 12 years you've been at the school. How many graduates are you planning for this year?
We'll probably have in the 20s. When I first started here, we were lucky to have 1 to 3. And we really worked at that. And now we've consistently, the last few years, had over 20, which is huge. It might not be huge in numbers, but each one of those graduates are actually like a very cool story of a person and a family that have endured a lot of different barriers and a lot of different challenges to still succeed through those barriers and those challenges. So when those graduates come up, they're very inspirational and to all of us. And usually there's a tear or two because of that.
Yes, I bet. Probably even the graduates themselves sometimes.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. So, this is probably a really special question given what you just told us. What is something about planning graduation at Hillcrest that the general public probably doesn't realize?
We give awards to every kid, so 6 through 12, the other grade levels are there watching the graduates, but also getting their own awards. We like to recognize and bring up every single student. And you might not know it, but sometimes, maybe even oftentimes, those were the only awards that those kids have ever gotten. And to, you know, an award that we're giving out, like, for example, the Determination Award to, let's say, an eighth grader, might get just as much of an applause or excitement as a graduate, because, again, these are very special times for kids that, you know, we see the brightness and the success that they have here, and we recognize that. So it's really a fun, it's really fun to have all the community. And the other thing that people might not know is we have DCFS and Community Impact Program serve here at Hillcrest with us. We partner with them. They provide staffs. So those staff and staff from our community come out. There's 20, 30 different community partners celebrating together. So it's KUSD, DCFS, and Community Impact Program all together celebrating these kids.
Wow. So I know you've already mentioned this, but can you tell us a specific story about a graduation to make us laugh or cry?
Sure, yes. There was a student that had one time, the teacher didn't know, you know, was a first-year teacher, and, you know, they called the kid up to get their award and said, hey, would you like to say something? Now, they're not supposed to say that to the kid. And the kid, you know, his name is Edward, and he was delighted to take the microphone and talk. So he started talking, and he was very kind, but we did have to kind of shut that down a little bit. But it was very funny. We laughed at that for quite a few years. You know, are we going to let the kids talk this year or not, you know?
And what is your best advice for graduates?
I don't know about the best advice, but I always give them the advice to, you know, we try to really instill caring for others and then being cared for, so loving others and then being loved. Both of those things are really tough to do, especially if you've dealt with adversity and challenges and, you know, these walls come up. How we do that in life and, you know, really looking around at who's been there with you, who you're, you know, either family or friends that have stuck through a lot of this stuff, noticing that, not just going off with people that you just met or things like that, and really starting to love others, even if, you know, even if you don't know them or you don't know their backstory or anything like that, to really be generous to others and then let them be generous to you.
Oh, that's excellent advice. Well, thank you, Dr. Benzaquin. You're listening to WGTD-HDFM. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and this is Education Matters. This discussion of high school graduation preparations in the Kenosha Unified School District is archived at WGTD.org on the Education Matters page. You are invited to listen again there, or you can find our WGTD Education Matters Facebook page and join in a discussion there. Welcome, Mr. Scott Kenno.
So I'm Scott Kenno. I'm principal at Indian Trail High School and Academy. I have been, this will be my, finishing my sixth year as principal of Indian Trail.
So how many graduates are you planning for this year?
So we've been declining a little bit, but we've been shifting down from about 460 to about 416 this year.
And is that the biggest one in KUSD?
Yes, we have the largest graduating class for KUSD, and I think we're in the top five for the state of Wisconsin.
Wow, okay. And what is special about Indian Trail's graduation ceremony?
So, you know, we are a very large high school, so we are home to many, many, many events. We actually, Lakeview Technology Academy has their graduation here. We host the Alternative High School Diploma graduation, HSDO. That comes after our main stage one. We're also have our facility available to Tremper High School should they get rained out. They've been hosting theirs outside. So we're praying for good weather so that we don't have to reset up for a couple different schools. But I think, you know, to us, I don't know if it'll resonate with the audience, but for us, what makes our graduation special is just like how nice our facilities are. You know, we hawkify the field house term that I came up with, not overly creative, but you know, we're the Hawks. So we hawkify our field house. We've got a large stage with flowers. And, you know, it just feels special when we all get together to, when you look out in the crowd and see so many families. And, you know, we have so many community members who have children in our building, whether that's the mayor or, you know, state representatives, all different folks who hold really awesome offices within our community throughout. You know, it's a little bit of everything here. I think that's what makes us special. Like a wedding, you know, graduations are real big moments in our students' timeline, and we want to make sure that people are leaving feeling like, wow, that was cool, that was special. And it's so big, right? So we try to keep it under 2 hours, and every year we've been able to kind of shrink it down. I think there's that fine line between too much and too little, and we try to hit that sweet spot every year.
Tell us a story about a graduation to make us laugh or cry.
Yeah, I thought about this a lot, and you know, every group that comes through has its own special feel. And when I'm standing on stage and students come across, every time you shake their hand, every time you look at them, you're reminded of the journey that they've been on. And you know, I think most high school principals will say that when they meet their graduates, like you can think of, you know, countless episodes of things that you help students through, whether it's sad times or happy times, joyous occasions, some that you get to know a little better than others in the community when you go out to dinner and they wait on you or they check you in or they're helping you with a oil change or at the grocery store. Like there's so many special moments. And so when every student comes across the stage, you know, it reminds you of that. But for me, pardon me. Well, for me, what really brings it home is that, you know, my career, I've been at the elementary, middle school, and high school, and for a number of years, and this still continues, so I have students who I can vividly remember welcoming them as pre-K and kindergarten, helping them with their backpack, you know, parents with tears in their eyes, dropping them off for school, and all of a sudden we're standing here, and now I'm handing them their diploma. So those are special moments.
So what is your best advice for graduates?
And so the next chapter opens up and they have to use the same grit, the same determination, the same commitment to their own core values and the lessons that they've learned to make sure they keep moving forward and know that whatever life hands them, they can overcome it. You know, just keep working hard and doing life as it comes to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Scott Keno, principal of Indian Trail High School and Academy. Welcome, Dr. Beth Wormseth. Which school do you lead, and how long have you been in that position?
Hello, I'm the principal of Lakeview Technology Academy, and I have been here 7 years? Six?
Mm-hmm.
Six. A few years.
Yes. And how many graduations have you presided over at Lakeview?
I think this will be number 7.
Okay. And how many graduates are you planning for this year?
We're just under 100, maybe about 90 this year, 92, 93.
So similar size to Harborside, it sounds like.
Yeah, a little bit smaller than the comprehensives, but still a nice size.
Yes. So tell us, what is special about your school's graduation ceremony?
We do a couple different things. We do the traditional walking in with the cap and gown and everything, but we also have a segment at the end where we have like toddler pictures. We have like the senior picture and the toddler picture in a video, so that's always audience really likes seeing the kids when they were little toddlers. And then we have more student speakers. We have like the students do the turning of the tassel and reflection and introduce the toddler video, and so we try to get as many student speakers also in our ceremony.
Oh, that's interesting. So what is something about planning graduation that the general public probably doesn't realize? Where is yours held, by the way?
We're in Indian Trail Auditorium.
Okay.
So that's kind of, I mean, the logistics are nice. It's not like we're outside or anything. That adds a whole other layer. But, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, a lot of it's just logistics, getting kids there and getting them lined up, getting them in alphabetical order. That's always, you know, for pictures and just the logistics of making sure we have seating for, like, ADA seating and making sure that our guests, our speakers know, like, what door to come in, the tickets, the rehearsals. It's just a lot of, it's just kind of a big event and everything that goes with that. So I guess everything you would expect.
I think for listeners, if you've ever tried to plan an event like, say, a wedding, it's like that, only probably several hundred times larger.
Every year, yeah, especially when you get into the, you know, we have a little more flexibility on the number of tickets. So I know in some of the bigger ones where it gets pretty tight on space, I know that's a whole other layer of, like, validating tickets and all that. But and then some of the big schools go outside. But for us, it's pretty straightforward. We've got, like, a staging area where they can take pictures and all that. But, yeah, and we've got it down to a science. Luckily, we've got some good help here.
Good. So I have asked everybody this question. Tell us a story about a graduation that will make us laugh or cry.
You know, I thought about that, and I guess I really don't have why. Every year is emotional. Every year kind of has a little different emotion with it. I guess what I would say is it's always a little bit kind of takes you back a little bit when you look out there and you recognize this is the last time these kids are all going to be together, right? And we're a small school, so they've been together for 4 years. You know, pretty much those who start with us finish with us. We don't have a lot of movement in and out. So for those kids to be together for the last time, you never know what life's going to bring you. So to kind of enjoy that moment. But, yeah, I can't think of a specific story, but just kind of looking out always has a little bit of a different emotion for each class.
Okay. And then what is your best advice for graduates?
Well, I guess it would be, you know, don't settle, right? So, you know, continue to grow, continue to expect that you deserve the best, right? You deserve that job that makes you happy. You deserve to have a support group around you with family and friends that support you. You deserve to go on and get that certification or that degree that you want. I mean, so just don't settle. Continue to expect that you deserve to have good things and be in good places. I mean, that's kind of the serious thing, and then the kind of the playful thing, but serious. Always try to practice walking in the shoes you're going to wear across stage before the ceremony. Because when you buy the new shoes, especially some of the ladies buy, you know, the shoes with the higher heel, maybe practice navigating some stairs or something before you're on display for 1,000 people would be my advice.
That is excellent advice. Yep. Thank you, Dr. Ormseth. You are listening to WGTV HDFM. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and this is Education Matters. This discussion of high school graduation preparations in the Kenosha Unified School District is archived at WGTV.org on the Education Matters page. You are invited to listen again, or you can find our WGTV Education Matters Facebook page and join in the discussion there. Welcome, Maria Kotz, you are, which school do you lead, and how long have you been in this position?
So, hi, name is Maria Kotz, and I have been at Ruther High School for 5 years.
Okay, so you've gotten to lead graduation during, probably it's changed every year, as it has most places.
It sure has, now that you mention that. So before I was at Ruther, I was at Indian Trail for 6 years, and then coming to Ruther during COVID really led to some interesting graduations, but they were actually a lot of fun too, now that you mention it. We did the parades outside, and they really made the best of a terrible situation. So
yes. Okay, and so how many graduates are you planning for this year?
So Ruther is a smaller school. We are a school of choice, and we have much smaller class sizes, so our graduates here this year will be approximately 50.
Okay, 50. And then do you graduate in the auditorium?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is a beautiful place to
graduate. Yeah, it is beautiful, a beautiful place to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. So other than your beautiful setting, what is special about your school's graduation ceremony?
So I think what's special about Ruther is just we are such a small school, and we are a school of choice for students who just don't naturally fit. But because we're so small, everyone knows everybody. And our graduation really is a celebration. It is full of laughter and tears, and it's a lot of fun. I love it.
What is something about planning graduation that the general public probably doesn't realize?
I think people probably have no idea of how many hours and how many people are working behind the scenes to make sure graduation goes off without a hitch. When you think about graduation, it's all about the graduates, but they really only have one chance to rehearse. And so graduation comes, and you've got all these kids who are excited or nervous or both. And to make sure that everything goes as planned, all of the adults have to be on top of their A game. So there are so many people behind the scenes making things happen, you would have no idea.
So tell us a story about a graduation to make us laugh or cry.
So I have two, and both are actually from Indian Trail. And the first was my last year there. We had a student whose older sister was in the Kenosha Military Academy and had graduated from the KMA at Indian Trail some years back, and she was in active duty. And she managed to get a pass out, and for 24 hours, she flew all the way back to Kenosha. We had her hidden behind stage, and she was able to surprise her younger sister on the stage and present her with her diploma. And you know, you can't help but get kind of teary-eyed because her sister had not seen her in, I think, over a year. And so it was an absolute complete shock. And so that was just one of those beautiful things that was happy and sad all at the same time. But there was another situation that I had, and it was a young boy who was graduating, who was very close to his grandfather who was dying of pancreatic cancer. But, you know, he was in terrible health, but it was something that was so important to him. It was something so important to the grandson. And so many people came together to make it happen. And, you know, Grandpa did die, I think, probably 2 days later. But he was able to see his grandson graduate.
That's beautiful. Okay, so what is your best advice for graduates?
I always tell the kids at rehearsal, you know what, it's all about you, but it isn't. It's about your parents and your loved ones and your guardians and your teachers and all of those people who are in the stands. It's about them too. And so I always make sure at my graduations that at some point I have the graduates turn around and clap for their parents and their loved ones and their friends. And that's always a really beautiful thing. So I just want them to remember that even though you're special today, you have these supports that you need to be thankful for.
Well, thank you, Maria Coates, the principal at Reuther High School.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting us talk about graduation. It's my favorite day of the school year.
Oh, excellent. Welcome, Mr. Steve Connect.
Hello.
Which school do you lead, and how long have you been in this position?
I lead Trepper High School, and this is the end of my ninth year here at Trepper.
So you've had, this will be your ninth graduation?
This will be my ninth graduation.
Oh, my. How many graduates are you planning for this year?
I have, as of today, I have 348 graduates.
That's right, because you're counting down. We have to make sure they've got all of their credits earned, right?
Right. These are the final exams that are getting finished to find out if that will be the final number or not.
Excellent. So what is special about your school's graduation ceremony?
I think the fact that it's outdoors, after COVID, we brought it outside here, found a way to make that happen, and there's been very few, if any, graduations at Trepper over the years, so I think it's special for our graduates to be back on campus for the last 4 or 5 years, so it's special in that way that we can have it here during this time.
Weather permitting, right?
Weather permitting. That's also what makes it special because we're a last-minute decision every single year in a spring in Wisconsin.
That's true. So what is something about planning graduation that the general public probably doesn't realize?
Well, it's a lot of details and a lot of work. Sorry, my bell's ringing. And so you have to have a pretty good team that's looking at a lot of different details. We've worked as a district over the years to have a checklist, so we try not to forget things. But there's little details in every school that's a little bit different. We talked about one. We have to watch the weather 10 days out. We're, you know, getting a little bit nervous and a little jumpy about different things. We also have to kind of plan at the same time then at two different spots. What happens if we're outside? Where are we going to go if it is inside? And, just working with, I have to have a good assistant staying on top of stuff all the time. And it's just all the little details. It's almost like planning a small wedding. We kind of joke around about it. You're having 348 people that want to be super happy when they leave here, and no detail was missed. And so, you know, that's the kind of things that we have to consider, and that's what, you know, general public, I'm glad that they don't see, because that means we went off well. I mean, we even have to call, we have to have a street party here. I have to get a special permission from the city to have a block party, which is enough to close our road just so we don't have cars going in between school and graduation when we cross. So those are the little things that make it a little bit unique.
Mm-hmm. So I've asked everybody this question. Tell us a story about a graduation to make us laugh or cry.
Yeah, that's tough. And I was warned about this question, and I don't know. I think what's interesting for me, I've been doing this in Kenosha. I've been in education here since 1997, so it's 28 years-ish. And so I've met a lot of families over the years, and I think for me, some of the best parts of graduation make you laugh or cry. I think the cry part is when you see someone in a family for the first time graduate ever. I think that's really special because it's super exciting. And the funny part for me, I think, would be it's more funny for my personal kids because each year I think I got up to 13 families where I had the parent as a student, and now I'm having their kids graduate. And so they get a real big kick out of that and like to let me know how much my hair is grayer and I'm looking much older. So we have pictures, a lot of pictures then afterwards where I might have had a picture with them from high school and then now having one with them and their kid that graduated. So that is a humorous thing for a lot of our families and my personal family only.
Yeah. Oh, those are both great things to make. I'm laughing over here. But also the fact that, yes, you are, I mean, pretty much every principal sees this, that you've got literally the first person in the family to graduate from high school. That's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your best advice for graduates?
You know, that's tough because you try to give great advice all the way so they can graduate. And so now I guess after you graduate, I try to give some type of message every year. And it's usually just to continue to work hard and, you know, use your network, be good people. But I think more than anything is, you know, I'm going to probably talk about a little bit this year, is take a chance. You're young. It's not going to be the end of everything if you fail, and you have time to make that up. But if you continue to work hard, that should you should be okay in the end.
Great. Well, that sounds like good advice. Mr. Connect from Tremper High School, thank you for joining us. Okay, now we have two additional guests, Tanya Reuter and Kim Fisher, who are joining us to talk about sort of the graduation enterprise in general because they work for the school district. So I've heard a few things from the principals that we've talked to today about planning for weather and also that you kind of have to coordinate schedules, that you have a big checklist that you have to go through every year to prepare for graduation. So Tanya and Kim, tell the listeners a little bit more about sort of what happens at the big picture at the central office to help get this all of this big thing underway.
We will usually kick off with a January-February principal meeting just to pull everybody together. Every school puts together their own graduation ceremonies. They've got their own traditions, their own things that they need it to be. But there is a lot of coordination with central office that needs to happen and with our community. However, I will also oversee our high school diploma option ceremony, okay, for students from all of our high schools who are graduating with a diploma approved by KUSD. It's a full diploma, but it is designed for students who are not able to earn 23 and a half credits required for a credit-based diploma. Kids have lots of good reasons for that. Some is student health issues. Some may be family concerns that impact their attendance. Some can be credit deficiencies or child care needs. And we have a lot of students who sometimes, unfortunately, have very, very complicated lives. So our district allows for a high school diploma option, and that means that they will pass a battery of tests in all core content areas, including writing tests. They have several courses that they have to pass. They have to meet Kenosha Unified's 10 community service hour requirement. They have to demonstrate several employability skill requirements. Everything is listed in policy. But when our students are able to do that, they are now what we call HSDO graduates, and they come together for their own graduation ceremony with principals from every school in attendance and the school leadership office coordinating that ceremony.
Wow. Okay. And how many of those do you expect this year?
It varies each year, but I am really pleased to say that we have seen increased attendance. I have been doing this in the school leadership office since 2020 for the 2021 graduation. Last year, we had, I believe it was about 77% attendance, and meaning we had about 240-some kids with about 175 of them actually attending the ceremony.
I would say one of the things to note for graduation in Kenosha Unified and a silver lining that came out of COVID was finding out that we actually can host graduation outside. It's become a family favorite when Mother Nature cooperates with us, and that does present some extra pieces for us to have to, you know, coordinate and collaborate around in order to prepare for both outdoor and indoor graduations. At any given moment, there are hundreds of and thousands of chairs being moved around our district to make sure that we have seating available at one stadium to the next or indoor at Indian Trail. And it's also allowed some of our schools like Tremper to bring graduation back home. They used to go to the field house at another school, and this allows them to really have that sense of pride in their location. And we're also able to, during that time, we started streaming our graduations because we couldn't have audiences. And this allows us to stream, and that's really great for our families who might have grandparents that live in another state. And so they get to take part on that special day and actually watch live in real time their grandchild or some other family member cross the stage. And I think our families have really come to enjoy that. And we would do all of it at any given time to make sure our families can participate.
Well, is there any last-minute thing that you want to pass on to the listeners before we say farewell?
I would like to say a shout-out to Kelly Wise Anderson, our administrative assistant here in the school leadership office, and to all of the volunteers who come out to help with that HSDO ceremony, because we are not a school here. We rely heavily on ESC staff and some school staff to volunteer their time to come and help us pull that ceremony off. Matter of fact, right now, the school leadership office looks a little bit like a laundromat. We are re-steaming and refreshing all of the gowns for our HSDO graduates to wear when they cross the stage, and we're just fitting that in between everything else that we're doing. So it's kind of messy in here right now.
Messy but joyful.
Messy but joyful, indeed. It's my favorite ceremony of the year.
All right. Well, my thanks to our multiple guests today, Bradford Principal J.J. Kotarek, Harborside Principal Trent Barnhart, Hillcrest Principal Dr. Eitan Bentequin, Indian Trail High School and Academy Principal Scott Kenno, Lakeview Technology Academy Principal Dr. Beth Ormseth, Ruther High School Principal Maria Kotz, Tremper High School Principal Steve Connect, and Kim Fisher and Tanya Ruder from our central office and the HSDO program. You have been listening to WGTD HDFM. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and this is Education Matters. This discussion of high school graduation preparations in the Kenosha Unified School District is archived at WGTD.org on the Education Matters page. You are invited to listen again, or you can find our WGTD Education Matters Facebook page and join in the discussion there.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard Saturday mornings at 10:30 here on WGTD. Archive programs are available on our website at WGTD.org.
I'm Gregory Berg, and on Monday's morning show here on WGTD, a conversation with journalism professor Marguerite Holloway and her love affair with trees. Her book is called Take to the Trees, a story of hope, science, and self-discovery in America's imperiled